It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Good morning. This is Bill Anderson, and this is Under Your Home with DryZone. I appreciate you folks getting up, having coffee with us. We're joined with Brad Wozlevic, one of our design specialists, and Adam. He said he had so much fun last week that he wanted to hang out again. So, Adam, I appreciate you getting up this morning.
Glad to be here.
And, Brad, you're employed by me, so you just had to.
Like I said, you tell me where to be, I'll be there.
Listen, we were talking last week after the show, and I'm going to kind of let you guys talk a little bit. You know, you kind of had your own little agenda you wanted to hold today. So, before we start, let's go ahead and get those pesky numbers out of the way. So, Adam, you're still a guest here, so why don't you go ahead and start, bud?
J&A Electric at 302-943-9894.
And then, of course, you can get a hold of DryZone at 1-855-DryZone, DryZone. Also, you can get a hold of us online at DryZone.com. Really neat website, constantly changing, so I definitely recommend checking that out.
Yeah, please, because I work really hard at making sure that website, I don't think people actually grasp when we start talking about our website or whatever, Brad, but we work so hard on our website. There's so much. Have you ever been on our website, Adam?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Have you been on it recently?
Not recently, like in the past few
when
weeks.
When he says recently, he almost like every single
like
day.
Every hour.
Yes. I kind of like to be on there every 5 minutes, but there's so much information on there. Because technically we have three different websites. We have our DryZone.com, and we have our Delmarva Foundation Repair, which is more of like our commercial foundation website. And then we have our Total Basement Finishing MD-DE.com.
Total Basement Finishing will get you there. So.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And then you just click on the Delaware part. On our main page, if you ever want to check out those two, just go to DryZone.com, scroll all the way to the bottom, and it actually has the two icons, the Foundation Support Works icon and the TBF Total Basement Finishing icon. But just the DryZone.com, it's an amazing website, Adam. It's so interactive. There's so much stuff going on. Truly, I mean, you should be able to really find out every single thing you want to. Recently, we have been trying to win the Better Business Bureau Torch Award in Delaware. So we had basically submit a packet to them explaining to the Better Business Bureau why we deserve this award. You know, we had to, you know, talk a little bit about our website. When you look at it, there's so much information that you got to be careful, because sometimes I guess too much information is a bad thing. It's not splashy. It's just very user-friendly. And I think that's very important. Like my mom and dad, they're constantly on the website nowadays. Not my website, but just, you know, the internet in general, right? And my dad's like, well, Billy, should I touch this? Should I hit this button? What should I do? Mom and dad never had a computer. So, you know, this is like their first real forte into it. Now they're on Facebook, which is scary. Yes. And DryZone does have a, just for you folks who actually do go on Facebook, DryZone does have a Facebook page. So I guess find us and like us. Or
you realize that's like the majority of the world. I mean, it's
I live through my wife's one. I guess she posts all of our stuff on it. But
you know, the cool thing is with the DryZone Facebook page is that it lets you know, like if we have an upcoming event. A couple months back, we did a Habitat for Humanity event where we went to the Green Turtle in Lewis. It's actually October
25th.
Yes.
I believe, yeah.
We did that. We went to the Green Turtle in Lewis. Adam was like, it was a huge help with that. And we went there, and they donated 10% of their daily profits. We had a booth set up, and we were educating people, and we had a lot of different donations come in from different areas. And like I said, Adam was a huge help with that, was that doctor's office, you said, and some other stuff came in. So that was big. And obviously, the Facebook page is the place to find out about those things. So if you go in there and you like us, you'll get, you know, updates. And also, you know, we tend to throw things out there. If there's a storm coming, a lot of people say, oh, you know, my basement only leaked the one time. Water's not going anywhere. It's going to find a way in. If it found a way in one time, it'll find a way in again. So, you know, keep an eye on that. When it hits into the rainy season, definitely, you know, check out our page, see if there's a storm coming, something like that.
Well, you know, let's be honest about it. We didn't have a winter. It's going to be spring here shortly, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's raining more and more every week.
I mean, the snow we had was, what, off a quarter inch? I mean, it was up north a little bit worse, but yeah.
We had to actually go up north. It was a couple of weekends ago, and Heather and I, my wife, we've been on the Atkins diet, so we haven't really been eating anything good. It's just all been protein. So we had both kind of lost our own little milestone goal. So we love fondue. I don't know if you guys have ever done it, but I'm telling you now, fondue is the coolest thing in the world. And it sounds like very 1970-ish, whatever, but yeah. I'm telling you, it is so much fun because they, you know, you sit at this little private table and they have a little burner in front of it, and, you know, they put this pot in front of you, and they just, you know, you get to pick out these different type of cheeses or whatever, you know, and they just mix, they actually melt the cheese right in front of you, and they bring out apples and bread, and when you're on a no-carb diet, and that's pretty much what bread is, trust me, that bread tasted really good that night.
It's like in a donut.
I was like, you know, we definitely went high on the hog, and we don't normally do the dinner part of it. We've actually been doing the dessert part, so they, you know, I think we got like this, it was like chocolate and peanut butter, and then they put like raspberry and cherry sauce in it, or blackberries or something, and then you start dipping like cheesecake and marshmallows.
All right,
and
I gotta go, because it's...
Yeah, it was, you know, you know, even at 6:30 in the morning, cheesecake sounds good.
Yeah,
so.
No kidding.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't remember where we were all going with that, but... Where were we going?
It was snow.
We got off
on a tangent on the snow, but yeah, it's like you said, we didn't really have a winter time, so you know it's definitely going to hit the rainy season soon. So keep an eye out for it, you know. And like I said, there's like a million ways to get a hold of us. I mean, Dry Zone is a pretty recognizable name. It's very short, very easy to remember. So you type in Dry Zone in a Google search engine, you're going to come up with our page.
Yeah, well, just make sure, because there's apparently this cream that you can buy, or this
really
yeah, there's actually a Dry Zone cream, not like, you know, I mean, a bad cream. It's like a waterproofing cream or something.
It's
really weird. Weird, but
that's kind of funny.
You know, just remember to put the .com after it. But you know, like we were talking about our website and all that, there's things on there. If you actually want to see your inspector, you'll have pictures and a little bio of it. There's pictures of our, you know, a lot of our team members on it, and I'm working really hard to get all of our team members on it.
Mm-hmm.
And not just a picture, because it's funny, I was looking at a lot of different websites, not even just within our own industry. I just started looking at every website I could. Most companies, when they have like a meet your team page, which is what we have, they only put like their sales guys on there, or the top people or whatever. They never actually put like the guy who sweeps the shop, the guy who installs, who gets the dirtiest, you know, who works really, let's face it, probably the hardest. They never put any of that up there. So we really believe that we want to take care of all of our employees, and all of our employees truly are a family. There's nothing we wouldn't do for them, and we know there's nothing they wouldn't do for us. So we actually we're trying to get all the bios of everybody in the company on there. So that way when Brad goes out and hopefully they're already going to look at the website, and they're going to see Brad, and they're going to say, oh, Brad, you know, hey, how's Jeremy, your son? Because it's, you know, Jeremy's on there. And
yeah, actually, speaking of him, his birthday's actually tomorrow. Turns 8, so we're pretty happy about that.
When you look at it, Brad's going to be able to say, okay, well, listen, since you know me, you were obviously on that page. This is your foreman. This is what he looks like. This is, you know, his story. And then, you know, you may have, let's just forget, go say that it was Jeff. And Jeff has, say, Henry and Israel on his crew. You're going to be able to know who Jeff, Henry, and Israel is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's going to say that, you know, Jeff's the foreman, and Israel, he's a co-foreman, and Henry, he's a helper on the crew. So that way, I think it brings it a lot more personal.
I think it also makes the homeowners feel a lot more comfortable, too.
Yeah, because they know who they're dealing business with, everybody.
I mean, how many times do you hire a contractor to do anything? I mean, I would say that a lot of people have some sort of landscaping done. You know, even a guy that just mows your lawn.
I plan on just putting rocks in my yard.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to go, exactly. But let's just say, for instance, you know, you have that. How many times do you really meet the guys that are actually doing it? You know what I mean? And say, this is a way that makes it a lot more personable, makes it a lot more comfortable with our company. And these guys, obviously, like you said, it's a family-run business. It's really tight-knit. That was one of the things that really impressed me when I first started working here. It's been almost a year now, and it was just everybody looks out for each other. Everybody takes care of each other. You know, we get calls in the morning when the foremans go out to our jobs to let us know, hey, you know what, your job's starting. Anything I should know? Things like that. It's kind of nice. It's a really well-run company, and it really impressed me a lot from when I first started.
You know, one of the neatest things that we do is a few weeks ago we held a job fair, and I like to bring the people, like, whenever we're hiring for production, I like to bring the foremans in with our production manager, and they get to interview a little bit, and they get to talk to people. But when it actually comes down to hiring, they actually get to vote on it, because they have to feel that person's actually going to work well on their crews. Because I've had jobs before where companies have just hired arbitrary people. You know, the manager's hired somebody, and the workers are stuck with them, whether they were good, bad, or what. So the lower people on our crews have a say who's going to work on their crew. The biggest philosophy we ever had from Basement Systems, and we've held it true to this day, and it's good. As long as I'm alive and as long as I own Dry Zone, it's going to stay that way. That most companies you go into, there's always somebody who's like, oh, that guy over there, he's a jerk. That guy over there, don't talk to him. Don't eat lunch with him. He's, you know, he's just an ignorant so-and-so. With Basement Systems, you didn't hear that. You know, there was no behind the doors, punching somebody in the gut kind of a thing. Everybody truly liked each other. I mean, these folks, when they started their company, they all knew each other. You know, they were all friends. And it wasn't like the new person who came in, they had to try to work their way into this clique or whatever. It was, listen, if we're going to hire you, we're going to welcome you with open arms. There is no, you've got to earn your spot here. You've got to earn your right to get on my crew. Well, they're the ones who voted him in, basically. So they can't turn around and say, well, you don't get a, you know, you can't do this because you have to earn your right to do this. You voted him in, so obviously you gave him that right. And I think that when you really empower your employees to really help pick who they're going to work with, it's funny, they all start being a little bit more critical of who they want to hire. We have a performance-based type of a program with our guys that a lot of their money comes from, or a lot of their paycheck comes from, the work being done on time and correct. So they don't want to lose bonus because somebody's in there not doing a very good job. And when you have that type of philosophy going on in your company, people, they don't sit there and ride the clock anymore. I have a friend of mine that has a business, and it's a small, little, teeny, tiny construction company, and he has like three guys working for him. So he was out bidding a job one day, and he came back, and two of the guys were sleeping on the crew. They were sitting in one of the bedrooms, because I guess they were still framing it up, and they were taking a nap. While the cat's away, the mice will play. And I truly believe that everybody in our company, when we go away and we're fortunate enough in life, and I thank God every morning that I'm able to do the things with my family that I can now. But if I go away, like last year, we went out on a cruise, and it was our first real vacation because I wasn't using my cell phone on that boat because I know how much it was costing. But I knew that the company was taken care of because I have good people in place, that the folks care. And that really, Adam, like I said, that's one of the reasons why we chose you guys to do our electricity, because you still followed our same philosophies. You're going to see that on our website. You're going to see the people that you deal with. And very shortly, we're trying to get links to our different vendors and all that other stuff. So that way, you know, when we say, hey, listen, we're going to refer, say, Adam, they're going to know who Adam is. It'll be just like a meet the team page, but it's going to be like we use Jim and Donnie from Kodiak Construction. They actually do a lot of our different panels and stuff like that for our total basement finishing projects. Mm-hmm. Or if somebody needs just some different stuff done, they're great for stuff like that. So I want to be able to have those people on there. Adam, I want to have you and your guys on there. And, you know, we use Dave Brickman for plumbing and heating. I plan on getting Active Pest Control and their guys on there.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've had Active on the show before. And
yeah.
They're good guys.
And, you know, like my brother-in-law, David Lawson from Dr. Energy Saver, you know, mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, we'll partner up on. That when there's some companies out there that are still that, you know, you've all heard the phrase, a jack of all trade, a master of none, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Like Adam, you're an electrician, you're a master at it, you know what you're doing, you're an expert, but that's what you do. You're not going to go into basement waterproofing next week, right?
No.
Because I mean,
I don't think so, unless you're willing to hire me on at a lot better money.
But you know, it's one of those things that, like me, I'm not going to go be an electrician. Why? Because I guess you could do it, but why? You know, because you're
like
not going to be as good.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can't know everything.
I enjoy working with you guys because I see it on every level, from the office on down, mm-hmm. that nobody pretends to step over their boundaries of what they can do or, you know, pretend to know anything. So,
and that's what
it's
I like.
It's refreshing.
You know, like when I first started, of course, there's... Yeah, it's almost like a nervousness when you're starting a new job. You don't know who's where, and you know you're looking for the clicks and things like that. And that doesn't really happen in our company. It's pretty crazy, you know. I have a lot of respect after going on a few job sites when they're doing the install. These guys, they work hard, like 8-9 hours in a row. I mean, it blows me away. I do a crawl space inspection. I'm under your house half hour, 45 minutes at most. You know, these guys are under there crawling around in dirt and everything else for 8 hours. They come home and they do it all over the next day. And they love it. And then to do that kind of a job that's hard physical work and love it every single day, I mean, that just shows a level of dedication you just don't find these days.
No.
And it really just blows me away. You know, and another thing, like you were saying earlier with the whole family aspect of the company, I mean, it's, you really do feel that way. And the guys, you know, they do their views or employee reviews or whatever it is, and they come in, they have a lot of good constructive criticism, whereas, you know, some other companies, you might come in and they give you some criticism, it's not so constructive. But these guys actually, they take it in because they know it's coming from the heart. And that's really a big deal to me, you know, to be able to work with somebody and to respect them enough to actually do that. So, you know, it's a big deal to me to have a good company. And this is definitely, like, I've seen, myself included, a couple of guys come on after the job fairs or whatever, and they'll say, you know what, this isn't even a job, this is a career. Like, I mean, to hear somebody say that, like, their second day on the job is a big deal to me. So.
Yeah, and I do. I think they all really enjoy it. Troy, apparently, he's looking at me funny because he keeps holding up a sign that says break. So I'm going to let him enjoy his job and not yell at us about staying too long. So, Brad, why don't you go ahead and give our numbers,
right,
and then Adam, why don't you go
ahead
and give yours.
Dry Zone, you can get us at 1-855-DRYZONE. It's DRYZONE.
J&A Electric, and you can reach us at 302-943-9894.
And we'll be right back, folks.
It's dark and dank, filled with mold and mildew, and there are creatures crawling, creeping.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard, your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months.
855-DryZone or online at DryZone.com.
Start the new year off right. With Creative Kitchens and Floors in Seaver, Delaware. Serving Delmarva with pride and commitment, Creative Kitchens and Floors is celebrating 19 years in business.
Congratulations!
And are offering their best promotion ever. Take an additional 19% off their already low prices on kitchen cabinetry. Choose from Wood Mode. Wood Mode is universally recognized as one of the finest kitchen cabinets. Thinking economically? Think Aristocrat Cabinetry. Hurry, this sale ends February 29th. Call Mike Griffith today at 302-629-3166 for an appointment and details today for that new kitchen you've been dreaming of. Hurry, this sale ends February 29th. At Creative Kitchens and Floors, customer satisfaction is our primary goal. 302-629-3166, 302-629-3166, or stop by their showroom, 8 North Arch Street, Seaford. Congratulations, CKL.
Requirements for 90% discount. 10 cabinet minimum must include countertops, cabinetry installation, floor covering material, and installation. NHIC number 14298.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back. Once again, this is Brad from DryZone here with Bill Anderson and Adam from J&A Electric. We were talking off the air, and actually in between last week and this week, I made a comment last week about the smoke detectors being required in each room in a finished basement. I guess what we did is I went back into some clarification on that. It's not actually code, and we'll get into that in just a second. I was under the understanding that it was code because when I went to training, they had said that. Now, the reason being that I went back and looked into it, it's international code. So it's one code book pretty much for every state, country, whatever. And then what you have is...
Technically,
yes. And then what you have is each state, and in our case, each county is able to interpret that differently. So, for instance, I know in Connecticut, they told me they rarely do an egress window, which is basically a fire escape for your basement. It's a big window that you can crawl up out of in case something happens. Down here, that is required. And the weird thing is with the code, it's not necessarily required. It's not necessarily not required. It's very vague, so it's open to interpretation. Now, obviously, it's a good idea to have a fire escape in your basement. I mean, obviously, that's a good idea. And with us, it's not even an option. It has to be done. But let me get back to the smoke detector thing. Adam, you were saying that, what's the code exactly again?
The code states that you have to have a smoke detector in a bedroom, outside of a group of bedrooms, and in a basement.
Okay, so just one in the basement is code.
Correct. And unless you would have a bedroom in your basement.
Right.
Then you would get an additional one in there. But
also, and again, to specify too, if there is a bedroom in the basement, it definitely needs an egress in that bedroom.
But you don't need one out the bedroom. If you have like a big room and a bedroom down there, which the weird part is what constitutes a bedroom is you have to have a locking door and no closet.
Yeah, it's
very
strange.
Locking door and a closet, I guess.
Yeah, like I said, it's code is very open to interpretation by different people, and some things are not, some things are. It's I leave it open to the code official, and we just kind of do what they say, and most of what they say does make sense. So it makes good sense. Fire escapes are always a good idea, obviously, but if you're in a bedroom, which obviously has to have a locking door and a closet, the fire escape has to be in there, which is your egress window. Now if you have a bedroom and then a wide open space, you don't necessarily need two. I mean, as long as you can get out that bedroom window, you're good to go.
One thing that I was talking actually with our production manager about, kind of following your egress thing,
mm-hmm.
One thing that we're going to try to start doing is we're going to try to start illuminating that. We use what's called a Rockwell, folks, and a Rockwell, it's just a very pretty way of holding back the dirt, okay? Because when you cut a hole in a window or cut a hole in a wall in a basement, it's below grade. So you have to have some type of a shroud, some type of a well to keep the dirt from obviously flowing into the window, right? And a fire, you're trying to get out as fast as you can, and the biggest thing that's going to help you get out as fast as you can is light. So we're actually talking about figuring out ways of trying to actually put lights on the outside that like on a motion detector. So that way, when you're jumping out the window, the lights come on, you can actually see where you're going, make sure that your wife and your kids are behind you. It's just, those are things that we look at that I can guarantee you most companies don't. And that's, I know right now, is what's going to separate us between us and the other bids that you get. The biggest thing we always talk about in the office, and Adam, I'm sure you run into the same problems, is that I don't think a lot of homeowners, it's not that they don't get it, it's just that I don't think they're as informed as they need to be. Especially right. when you're finishing a basement. I mean, you've got to, there's a lot of things that go on. There's a lot of different pieces of everything that go on down there. And after a while, when you do one or two or three different appointments, they could last, you know, 2-3 hours. Mm-hmm. You start doing 2 or 3 of those things, and it all sounds the same. It all looks exactly good. You know, nothing looks really bad. I mean, there's a company out there that takes regular fiberglass batten insulation, and they glue that to basically. A piece of canvas, basically, yeah. and that's their wall. When it gets wet, they say, what you do is you take your walls down, and you lay it out, yeah. and you let it dry.
Nice. It's, and I touched on it last week with, like I said, if you go on YouTube and look up the Splash video, Basement System Splash, I'm not sure how you can find it, but Splash should bring it up. It's a very funny video. It's done sort of independently, sort of with us.
You know what I'm going to do, Brad? I'm going to talk to Catherine,
okay.
Who is one of the ladies at Basement Systems who helps us with our website. I'm going to make sure that gets our website.
Yeah, so if you go to dryzone.com, we should have links to most of that stuff already, but like I said, it's kind of a work in progress, but the website actually has come quite a far way since even I started almost a year ago. The fiberglass panels just, they crack me up. When you see that stuff in water, it's like, just to kind of let you in, I don't want to spoiler alert, but, you know, it starts off like 23 pounds for a panel, and like a whole wall panel, big thing. They soak in water, it jumps up to like 170 pounds. It's insane. It's 4 or 5 times its weight.
It's funny, because I've had homeowners tell me, and this is how they sell it, Adam, that you go in there, and they take a fork, and they stab it. They have a sample of it. They go in there, and they stab the material with a fork. Right, and then they pull it out, and then they rub it, and all the fibers go back together because the canvas is kind of like individually woven, sort of. So you could actually stab it, pull it out, rub it to where it doesn't really leave a mark. How many people are running around stabbing the walls with a fork?
Exactly.
With ours, you can take a baseball bat. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you got kids...
Yeah.
There's been a baseball bat in your wall.
Well, not even
there's
that,
been a
that.
Football impression in your wall. There's been a baseball impression mm-hmm. in your wall. I mean, my sister took a golf club to me one time, right? And my mom and dad were hot because they came down the basement and there was a golf club sticking out of the wall. And, you know, my dad's like, you know, what in the world are you kids doing?
Yeah, that's she pretty was extreme, like, obviously. You know, it's taking a baseball bat to it, but you really can. I mean, our stuff's made out of concrete and ceramic. It's so hard. And what I like to tell people is, yeah, you know, if you have kids that are whacking your walls with a baseball bat, you probably should sit them down and have a talk. But, you know,
you have a son.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, I was 12 years old when
He's
I was a kid.
Rough,
my
yeah.
brother and I,
yeah.
we were making a tent one time outside, and my brother ticked me off, and I chased him around the backyard with a hammer. And I wasn't planning on hitting him.
He's past the statute of limitations. He's okay.
Yeah, so. You know. But my dad, trust me, I think my dad was going to hit me with it. It wasn't a good day, but kids are dumb, right? I mean,
yeah.
they run around, they have more energy than anybody else in this whole world, and they just start bouncing off the walls.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even just look at the ceilings.
Yeah, the ceilings, there's always something in there. That's what I tell you. It's like I was talking about a second ago. Not so much you kids are going to take a baseball bat and intentionally hit your wall. Incidental contact, it's not even going to be a problem. You know what I mean? If they bump into it. Even if it's not even kids, if it's you and a bunch of your friends having a party or whatever, somebody bumps into you, you fall into the wall with a drink, our stuff wipes right off. It's not going to stain. You know, and with the kids, again, if your kid's right on the wall, those little Mr. Clean Magic Erasers are just worth their weight in gold. Wipes it right off. We used to take the samples, and we write on with lipstick, and we wipe that right off, right in the presentation. You know, ballpoint pen, pencil, anything comes right off, you know?
Well, you know, when we first got our dealership for TBF, Total Basement Finishing, my brother-in-law, who owns the energy audit, the insulation company, Dr. Energy Saver, David has like 4 girls, just way too many girls. Whoa. I feel so bad for him.
Yeah.
Now he finally has a son. So what I did was we took these panels to his house and just, you know, like normal size, you know, like 2 foot by 2 foot or whatever. And we took motor oil and we took lipstick and we took Sharpies and we took like everything that kids could write on with. Not that kids are writing with motor oil in places.
Yeah.
But,
I was gonna say.
Yeah, we took every single thing that we could think of
mm-hmm.
and put it on there and then wiped it off. And put it on there and wiped. I mean, Sharpies come off of it.
It's just absolutely insane. When I first saw that, I was like, what is that stuff made out of? I mean, it was remarkable. And I know, you know, if you drywall anywhere, kids write on walls. It's a fact of life. So, you know, if you have this in your basement and you turn it into, a lot of times you have people call us up and they want specifically a kid's playroom. And you show them that and they're immediately just in love with the wall panel because you wipe that stuff right off. It looks like it was brand new.
I'm surprised that most people don't have. I mean, like I said, there's a tremendous amount of unfinished basement. basements out there. Mm-hmm. When we grew up in Colorado, there was no such thing as crawl spaces. So when we moved here on Delmarva, I mean, it was like, 1986, and we moved to Bridgeville. We had this crawl space, and we're all mad because we're like, well, where are we going to play? You know, we had no place to play. My dad was like, well, I guess you have to go outside.
Yeah, we have to go outside.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I'm like, okay, well, it's the beach. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then we realized that tourists come down in the summertime, which there's nothing wrong with tourists. That's where we played at because it was nice and cool. It was inside. My mom and dad didn't have to, you know, because now I'm telling you now, it ain't like it. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but it ain't like it was when I was a kid. My mom and dad used to let us just roam everywhere. If my daughter's in the mall and she's 12 years old, I'm, you know, she'll walk with her friends or do whatever, but I'm like 10 feet behind her staring constantly, you know. I don't let her out of my sight, you know, because there's way too many wackos out there, you know, and it ain't just a Delmarva thing, it ain't just a Delaware thing, it ain't just
it's a Maryland thing.
It's a world thing, you know, there's a lot of scary cats out there, so.
That's why, like, again, about, like you were saying, you know, you play in the basement growing up and it's, you know, unfinished space. What if you could have that space kids could play in, and the reason why they might have left it unfinished, you know, in the 70s or whatever, is because you didn't want to worry about the walls getting ruined. Now you don't have to worry about that. With total basement finishing panels, the stuff wipes right off. You're not going to get holes in it. I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, we mentioned that, I think it was last week, about the weight that the walls can hold. You know, you can pretty much, I joke around, I tell people, you know, if you have one of those little mini motorcycles, it'll pretty much hold it. You know, it's I don't recommend that, but, you know, it's pretty funny. It'll hold so much weight that, you know, you can hang shelves, put all their toys off the floor, and next thing you know, you got a nice open space that's like a multi-purpose room. You know what I mean? It's really, the sky's the limit with this stuff. It really is impressive, so.
You know, speaking of little mini motorcycles, I have a homeowner that's down in Felton, and we did her crawl space, and our crawl space is like 6 feet high. I mean, it was a tall crawl space. You could walk right through it. She actually wanted to put her motor scooters down there. They're called scooters. Yeah. So she wanted to put her scooters in there. And, you know, we're like, ma'am, just don't do that. Because she wanted this great, big, massive, like, garage door going into it. And she's like, no, it's great for storage, Billy. And I'm like, that's gasoline under your home. And right. She was like, okay, never mind, you know. So I wouldn't recommend putting motorcycles in your basement.
I would say it's a joke, yeah. It's you never know what people are going to hang on their walls, but it's always funny. But, it's really cool stuff. This, we have, what, four divisions, and that's just one of them. You know, it's the foundation repair is really the next thing I'd like to get into, and that's really... really, really fun, or at least it looks fun. I obviously haven't done it. It's a lot more involved than what we're doing now, but that's definitely the next aspect as well. So, I mean, the total basement finishing was a big step for me, and, you know, it's sky's the limit for me as well. So hopefully you'll hear me in the next couple weeks or so. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'll tell you what. I mean, since you brought it up, I mean, next week, and folks, you know, you grab your pen, grab your papers and all that good stuff, because I think we are going to talk about foundations next week.
Cool.
Because there's actually a couple really interesting projects that I want to talk about. We've got some really neat helical pier projects going on. One where we save the owner of this property, I mean, tens and tens of thousands of dollars. And then I want to talk a little bit about our lunch and learns that we're doing and some of that good stuff. So it looks like we only got about a minute or so left, folks. Do you guys have some parting shots, some parting words of wisdom?
Okay, well, like I said, I would definitely check us out, dryzone.com. Total Basement Finishing is actually the system and the division. So if you want to look that up, you know, it's definitely really interesting. A lot of information out there. It's a relatively, you know, new way of thinking, but a lot of information out there. So definitely check it out, you know, and look at the products. And then if you want, you know, it's actually me that does it for our company. So, you know, you might actually get to meet me in person if you want to have me come out and take a look at your basement. Yay!
And I'd just like to add that I've been in this trade over 20 years, and it's absolutely amazing to see some of the products that DryZone offers with the basement finishing and the crawl spaces. I definitely would recommend it to anybody.
Cool. Right. That's always a good endorsement.
Well, why don't we go ahead and give out our numbers here.
DryZone is 1-855-DryZone. It's DryZone. You can also get us on the web at dryzone.com. And if you feel like emailing Bill, he's always available at bill@dryzone.com.
And what would be that local number, Brad? Because I know you don't know it.
I don't know it. That's why I keep dropping to you. I have a cell phone, and I'd love to give it out if you're my customer, so call the 800 number and call me. But the local number is, what, 302-684-5034?
Good boy.
I got it right.
There you go. You get a paycheck this week.
All right. That sounds good.
And Adam?
And you can reach J&A Electric at 302-943-9894.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I appreciate you both hanging out with me on the weekends, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/theduck.